Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 23, we read these words. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Now, in this particular passage of Scripture, you're reading that wisdom crieth without. And when you read that, you may wonder how she does it. Well, wisdom crieth without largely through public ministry. Public ministry is public. Notice in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. It's accomplished by publishing the word of God without. Wisdom crieth without. Without the four walls of your church, without the four walls of your house. It's in, as the Bible says, the streets. It's in the chief place of concourse. Concourse is any place where a large gathering of people may be found. It's in the city. It's in the openings of the gates. The gates in these cities were the places where everybody gathered in order to do the business of the city. So it's a very public place that wisdom is crying. She's crying without. In other words, you're not keeping it all to yourself in a Bible study at home, not keeping it all to yourselves in a Bible study, Sunday school, and sermon in your church. Wisdom crieth without, so it's public. Public ministry is public. Public ministry also is for the lost. Look in verse 22. How long, ye simple ones? Notice the scorners, notice, and fools. In other words, sermons in churches generally are for saved people. Your devotions at home generally are for saved people. You and your family are likely to be saved people. The people in the church, if it's a good Bible-believing church where the gospel is preached and people truly receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, then a large percentage, you know, of the people that are there are already saved. Public ministry, on the other hand, is for the lost, simple ones, scorners, fools. Public ministry involves preaching. Look again in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Wisdom crieth, she uttereth her voice. You see that? She uttereth her words. So these words are made known, they're pronounced. It's not just a matter of having them published in writing, although if you can take the words of God in writing and give them to somebody else, in a sense those words are uttering their voice. It's just not in the same way that preaching would do so. So public ministry also involves reproof. Look at verse 23. When wisdom is crying without, she says, Turn you at my reproof. It involves reproof. The words of God reprove sinners, causing them to turn. We're into the age of gospel light now. You don't want to go to hell, do you? Okay, well then you need to trust Jesus Christ. Take my hand, bow your head, and pray this prayer, and you're saved. You're in. You're good. Well, there's no turning. There's no reproof. There's no light of the Word of God on sin there. There's no repentance. And Paul, when he preached publicly, he preached repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Public ministry also involves leading lost sinners to Christ. In other words, public ministry works. Look at verse 23 again. Turn you at my reproof, behold, watch it, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. So when you read in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, that wisdom cries without and utters her voice, you have to understand you're talking about something that is done outside of your traditional place of opening a Bible and discussing it with somebody, which is either the living room of your home or the pew of your church. It involves public ministry, which is public. It's for the lost. It involves preaching and reproof, and it involves people getting saved. It works. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to see how you can get involved in public ministry. How can you be one of those used by wisdom to cry without, to utter her voice in the streets, in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city where she utters her words? How can you be involved in that? And I'll give you four things that you can do very easily, and try to take these in the order of the most likely. Okay? Well, the first thing you can do is witness. You see, when you're outside of your house and you're in the chief place of concourse and you tell somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ, or you just open your mouth and give them a verse of Scripture, whatever, you're giving wisdom an opportunity to use your voice to cry without. No matter where you go during the day, you usually come in contact with people to whom you can minister. See, you have to remember that you are an ambassador for Christ. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you are an ambassador for Christ. And so, do the work of an ambassador. You don't have to wait for the time and day of your church's visitation program to tell others about Christ. It may very well be that your church doesn't have a visitation program. So if you wait for the church to have a visitation program, you're never going to say anything to anybody else about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you should be a witness wherever you go. In the morning, when you get up, pray and be aware that the people that you meet that day may be the very people the Lord is dealing with about salvation. That's right. I mean, it doesn't make a difference if you go to the barber shop, or you go to the clothing store, or you go to the grocery store, or you go to the bank, or you go to the post office, or you go to wherever you go on your daily, you know, your daily route. Doesn't make a difference where you end up. You ought to be ready to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you do that simply by this: be alert to the leadership of the Holy Spirit so that as He prompts you to speak on His behalf, you can quote a verse of Scripture or you can witness to someone, whomever it is that He leads you to. It is often overlooked that we are running into people who are lost all the time, who really need to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, and who wouldn't reject a good verse of Scripture. You know, you want to be a wise reprover on an obedient ear is what you really want to be. Now, years ago, there was a doctor, his name was Walter Wilson, and literally he's probably the best at this I'd ever seen. He simply got up every morning just knowing that he was going to be used by the Holy Spirit to talk to somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he prayed specifically for these divine appointments, and then he would go out, and it didn't make any difference where he was, if he was riding on a train, if he was at a station or shop, if he was in the doctor's office. It didn't make any difference where he was. He was aware that in that place where he was, where there were other people perhaps that he didn't know, undoubtedly there was going to be somebody there that did not know the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody that the Holy Spirit wanted him to witness to. And he was really tuned up. He was very aware, very alert of the Holy Spirit's leadership. And he was ready to be led by the Spirit of God to give exactly the words that wisdom wanted to utter so that this person could hear from the Lord. And it was amazing how he would just strike up a very, very natural conversation. Where are you going? The person would say, why are you going there? Could be a funeral, could be some special occasion. And invariably they would say something that would just, you know, strike a chord with him, and he would know exactly then what to quote. And boy, that would open up the floodgates to a conversation about the Lord Jesus Christ, and literally many, many people he was able to lead to the Lord Jesus Christ because he realized that for wisdom to cry without, wisdom needed a voice, and his was the voice that wisdom might use. So you can get involved in public ministry by simply being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, and it really doesn't make any difference where you are. When I was in the banking business, we had many, many professional and social contacts with people every day. And really, I became aware that literally every customer, every opportunity was an opportunity to say something for the Lord Jesus Christ. And just by being aware of that, I can't tell you how many ways and how many opportunities the Spirit of God provided where I could say something. And the people actually appreciated the fact that somebody had told them something from the Lord Jesus Christ. And people got saved, particularly when we had repeated contacts. So just remember, for Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 23 to be true, wisdom needs a voice, and the voice he needs is yours. So you can get involved in public ministry, first of all, by being a witness to people. Secondly, you can get involved in public ministry by giving out tracts, Now, the easiest way, this is the easiest way to minister in public, even easier than witnessing. The easiest way to minister in public is to give out Bible tracts. You know, you give these out to just about anybody in the chief place of concourse. That is, wherever you are in the company of somebody else, or a lot of other people, you can give out a tract. You can give them to the host or hostess at a restaurant. You can give a tract to the wait staff. You can give a tract to the cashier. You can give a tract to a teller at the bank. You can give out tracts to people at the next gas pump when you're, you know, how everything's paid at the pump now. Well, there's usually somebody across from you or next to you that's at their pump pumping gas. And on many occasions, I've just had a tract in my pocket and reached over with a courteous smile and said, "Here, I got something for you to read." And every time, they'll say, "Thank you very much, appreciate it." And sometimes begin to look at it right then or put it in their pocket, put it in the purse, take it to the car. Listen, you don't know when they're going to read it, but a lot of times they do, or one of their children's going to pick it up. What's this? Get to reading it. All right, you can give out tracts to delivery personnel that deliver packages to your house or to your postal carrier or to other pedestrians when you're out taking a walk. Just have a few tracts in your pocket, pass somebody, and here, and just give them something to read. You can pass them out in large quantities at public events like parades and festivals. I mean, when you go to a parade or a festival, there are literally thousands of people there, and you can just take you a bundle of these, put them in a carrying bag of some sort, or get you a small group of people and go out there, each one of you holding anywhere from 100 to, 500 of these things. Just go out and just pass them out to everybody you see. You can rent a booth and give them out at a flea markets and fairs. You know, or maybe you're going to the flea market or fair. You don't have a booth rented, but everybody else does. And as you're doing whatever shopping you're doing with them, hey, by the way, here's a tract for you. See two or three other people in the booth working with them. Give them all tracts. Strike up a conversation. Oftentimes when somebody gets a tract and they've got a little bit of time, they'll say, "Well, yeah, I'd like to talk with you about this or that." And the next thing you know, you're witnessing to them and telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. You can give tracts to your friends and to your neighbors. Sure, they always appreciate that, particularly if you have a series of tracts like a chick tract, those cartoon tracts about the Bible. Oh, there are, you know, bunches of those. I don't know how many of those are in publication, but you can give one, and then they'll say, "I like that." Give them another one. I've had that happen on numerous occasions. I've given out a chick tract and say, "Oh, I have these. I've already read this one, this one, this one. I don't have that one. Can I have that one?" Sure, help yourself. So you can give out tracts anytime and in any place where you see people. You know what you need to do? Just go out every time you go out with tracts in your pocket or in your purse. And just get this mindset, I'm going to give these out continually. In other words, make it a daily routine, a daily habit. And if you don't have access to good tracts, next time you go to church, encourage your pastor to install a tract rack in a convenient location in your church. You say, well, all that happened is the kids will just go in there and get handfuls of them, and they'll trample them out on the floorboards of their car and that kind of stuff. You know, there are all kind of ways to deal with that. When we first installed a tract rack in our church, and we were just a little bitty church, and we were in a rented building, I realized that the kids were probably going to go by and get big handfuls of those, take them like they were going to pass them out, and the next thing you know, they ended up on the floorboard of the car, all wrinkled, all stained, and finally in the trash can, and I didn't want that to happen. And so we were buying those tracts for probably, in quantities, probably 7.5 or 8 cents a piece, I don't know, something like that. So I put a little coffee can on the top of the rack, and I just said, each tract is 10 cents. And I knew then that it really wasn't that we needed to be paid for them. I wanted people to put in a dollar for every 10 tracts that they got for this simple reason. They were going to be more careful handling those tracts because they'd already put something into them. They're just like, I'm not going to let the kids tear these up and the dog chew one of these up and stomp it on the floor there. It cost me something. And it's funny, 10 cents doesn't seem like much, but you know, you got $5 worth of tracts and what is that, 50 tracts? You're going to watch out for those. They're going to go into somebody's hands rather than into the garbage can. So you can get involved in public ministry by witnessing, and you see people every day that you can witness to. You by giving out tracts. Just go always with something in your pocket, in your purse. Every place you bump into somebody, give them a tract. I'll show you another way you can get involved in public ministry. Now, this was a little bit tougher. Could be a little bit harder on you. But it is a fabulous way to let wisdom cry without in the chief place of concourse. You say, how? Preach on the street. Oh, you say, I'd never do a thing like that. Well, of course, it seems like the scariest thing you've ever thought of. And it's exactly the way I viewed it the first time I ever preached on the street. I was just mortified. But, you know, I got over it, and it was a good thing I did because it's a very effective ministry. Now, public preaching or preaching on the street is best done really as a ministry of your church, where you and a few other members go to a public venue conducive to public preaching. In other words, you can stand on any street corner you want to, and you can cup your hand up by your mouth and you can preach the Word of God. You know, it doesn't have to be a ministry of your church, but I recommend that it is. I recommend that you get with your pastor, because you're an ambassador for Christ, but you're also a representative of your local church. You get with your pastor, explain to him what you want to do, get a small group of people, pray together, get some courage, and then write an abbreviated sermon, a sermon that has more scripture in it than in points or illustrations, and preach it to those passing by or congregated in an area where it is legal to preach. In other words, when you get with your pastor and say, we'd like to get a little ministry at this church where we can go and preach on the street, and you get 4 or 5 people that can do it, go to a place where you can legally preach to those that are congregated in that area, and then give them something that is loaded with scripture. Now, there are a variety of places where you can do this. You could preach in the free speech zone at your local college or university according to their plan, according to their, you know, their rules and how that area is to be used. You can preach in an appropriate place at a public event like a parade or at a common attraction in your city. For instance, one of the greatest places in Texas to preach publicly is at the Alamo. And I've preached there many, many times. And the reason is there are nice blocks that are raised, you know, elevated from the ground. There's a nice retaining wall on some landscaping, and it's a public place. It's legal to preach there. So you just stand on that thing, so you're a little bit up above the people. And during certain times of the year, there are literally hundreds, sometimes thousands of pedestrians coming along that way, milling around. And you can get up there, and you can preach. The beauty of it is the acoustics are great because the way the buildings are positioned around you when you preach, it has a tendency to cause your voice to carry, to bounce off the buildings and carry down the street in both directions, so that literally hundreds of people are listening to you preach at the very moment that you're speaking. It is a fabulous place to preach, and I've seen a number of good places like that. Many years ago, we used to preach downtown Mobile at the time when businessmen were leaving their offices to go to the restaurants downtown to get something to eat. And a nice thing about that is the way the buildings were positioned, you could preach and your voice would carry, depending on the strength of your voice and the register of your voice. It could carry anywhere from a half a block to sometimes as many as two blocks down the street. We had one fellow, you could hear him clearly for more than two blocks in that downtown traffic, and literally hundreds of people exposed to the preaching of the words of God. You could even preach out of a fancy classic truck or on a float in the parade. I know churches that have put floats in the parade or put a, you know, how they have fancy cars and things. They've put a fancy truck in there. I've done it. There were several of us. I think there were four or five of us that stood in the back of one of these classic trucks that had been all reconditioned and everything. And the reason there were so many of us is that we weren't using public address system or bullhorns. We were just using our normal voices. And as we went down the parade route, we'd stand in the back of the truck and we'd preach, and your voice couldn't handle it. You know, you'd preach for a couple of minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, as long as your voice was powerful. You'd stop, the next guy would stand up, he'd preach a while, next guy'd stand up, and of course after you'd been through four or five preachers, you were ready to preach again. And boy, I mean to tell you, that was very effective. As a matter of fact, we did that one time. I mean, we did it numerous times, but on one occasion, everybody that didn't want to preach walked along the parade route as the truck went by and passed out tracts. So there's tracts going out along the parade route and preaching coming out of the truck. And this thing took place on a Saturday. And then on Tuesday, we went out and did our normal visitation, and we were out knocking on doors, and we knocked on a door, and a young lady came to the door. And we asked her about getting saved and all that kind of stuff. And she said, you know, I've gotten saved. I was recently saved. And fantastic. When were you saved? She said, I was saved on Saturday. She said, it was the strangest thing. There were a bunch of guys standing in the back of a truck preaching the gospel. And I heard clearly what they said. And somebody handed me a tract and I read clearly what it said. And I came back in here to my house and realized I needed to be saved. And I got on my knees and I have received Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm saved. Now, let me tell you something. That is a classic example of wisdom crieth without, uttering her voice in the streets, and wisdom pouring out her spirit, making known her words. It was beautiful, beautiful. You could preach at a busy intersection when people are prone to drive with their windows down, or when they're walking to a large event. Any legal place where you can be heard that has a lot of people is a good venue for public preaching. And let me give you one other place where you can get involved in public ministry. You can witness, you can give out tracts, you can preach on the street, you can go door to door. You say, I don't want to do that. Everybody else has already done that. The Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons have really messed that up. Well, they have messed that up, but I'm going to tell you something. It's tougher than it used to be, but it should be done to counter the false preaching of Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Truly. Just go out, be very presentable. Don't go out alone. Go with a partner. Or better, again, if it's a ministry of your church, be courteous and be prepared to give whoever answers the door as much of the gospel as he or she is willing to hear. That's right. Also, I would say, have a marked New Testament. A marked New Testament is one that simply shows you, you know, from verse to verse, where the verses are that show you how to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. That way, they can look at those verses that are marked, follow the pattern, and actually understand their need of Jesus Christ and understand how to receive Him. So you ought to also have a marked New Testament or a tract ready to hand out in case the person answering the door doesn't want to visit with you. At least you can give them that tract or give them that New Testament, and with these, you've sown the seed of the Word of God. That's good. Now, again, of all these, giving out tracts is the easiest. And if that's all you can do, do that. The second easiest is to give out tracts and to witness, to just open your mouth, sensitively led by the Spirit of God, to say or what the Lord wants you to say, or to quote a verse of Scripture to the person that you've met. Preach on the street, takes a little bit more courage. I've done it many, many times, and I find it to be very, very, a very great way to minister the gospel. But, again, you probably ought to have that as a ministry of your church, and work with a group of people. And you can go door to door, again, with a group of people, saturate a neighborhood with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and go with the intention of finding those that don't know Jesus Christ that they might be saved. I'll tell you, we have people in our church, or have had people in our churches, from every one of these kinds of ways of ministering publicly. Now, if you'll keep in mind, that you are an ambassador for Christ, and that every person with whom you come in contact is a person to whom you can preach. Okay, keep that in mind. You're an ambassador for Christ, and every person with whom you come in contact is a person to whom you can preach. And if you will go out armed with gospel tracts and a New Testament, you can minister publicly, watch it, anytime and any place the Lord wants you to utter his words. And thus in your life it'll be true that wisdom crieth without. So next time you read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 23, keep in mind, you can be the agent that God uses to accomplish this. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Do you realize that wisdom needs a voice, and the voice can be yours? So get some tracts and pray and ask the Lord to lead you to people to give those tracts to. Be prepared to be used by the Spirit of God to witness to the lost. Get over your personal discomfort with that and simply trust the Lord Jesus Christ to lead you. Get with a group in your church and find a good venue and preach on the street and in your neighborhood. Go door to door and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. You'd be amazed at what God can do with simple servants like you and me if we will just realize we are trying to give voice to wisdom so she can cry in the chief place of concourse. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.